Hey, this is Will Wheaton. You're listening to Radio Brendo Man.
Another episode of Radio Brendo Man. I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
What's going on, Phil?
Oh, just the same old Radio Brendo Man excitement.
Yeah, no hangout this week.
I know, it's going to be a little different.
We're back on Skype because the hangout is non-functional.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is.
The deal is your internet sucks?
I don't know, but sometimes it works. I don't know.
Not really.
Not really. Well, sometimes. But tonight, it's a good night. It's the night after Blue Christmas.
How'd it go?
It was awesome. It went really, really well. We had a good time. It wasn't like the biggest turnout we've ever had, but it was a decent turnout. And it was the people that were there were like stoked to be there and really into it. And the bands that had stuff to sell sold stuff well. And it was seriously one of the best lineups. I mean, like, most solid, like, shows that we've done in, like, forever. Not that other ones haven't been good, but it just flowed so nicely. It was perfect.
So, are you saying your other shows suck?
No, I'm just saying this one has even raised the bar even higher. So
that's good. Sling's good?
Sling's was amazing. They wound up closing out the show, and it was fantastic. And it was, like, their last show, you know, of the current iteration of Slings, because David is moving to Arizona, so it's kind of a happy sad. They, you know, they were recording it and stuff, and they were excited to get to do like one last show.
Cool.
And then our very own Josh Anderson, who's around quite a bit here and around these parts, he and his wife Rachel did an awesome set as A plus B.
And yeah, how was that?
It was so good.
And they did, like, video game music?
Like, they did some video game songs. Like, they had a song about Kuribo's shoe, the power-up from Super Mario Brothers 3.
That nobody uses.
Yeah, it's, like, it's only on one level in Super Mario Brothers 3, so that was super awesome. And, you know, and then they did some Christmas songs. It was a Christmas show and some covers and stuff, too. But yeah, it was amazing, like... Rachel had this thing, like she had a loop thing, like a loop vocal processor thing, so she could like harmonize with herself.
Wow.
And Josh, of course, is a great guitar player. It was really good. That was like, they didn't have CDs, and we had at least 10 people like, where can I buy their CD? How come they don't have a CD out? Blah, blah, blah. So,
man, need to get on that.
Yeah, so I told him. And anyway, so yeah, it went really, really well. And Sentry played, who, you know, we've got our. The EP coming out with them very soon. It's actually, we should get it next week. It's a bummer that it didn't get here faster, but it's okay. They're great. And Bittersweet Way, Jed came out from Arizona and played, and it was great.
Cool.
So, very, very good show. 16th annual under the belt. So it was good. Plus, we raised a lot of money for a good cause. So that was nice.
Nice.
Yeah. How about you?
I guess my week was all right. I didn't do anything exciting. I worked. We had a potluck at work on Friday. That was good.
Exciting. What did you bring to the potluck?
Cookies.
That's good. That's an easy one.
Yeah.
You got store-bought, right? No, not you didn't cook it yourself, bake it yourself.
No, I got a tray of cookies.
Yeah.
I'm no baker.
You never know. You've got all kinds of secret talents.
Well, I guess baking's not that hard for cookies. You just put the cookie dough and just get the cookie dough.
Yeah.
I don't even do that. I don't have a cookie sheet.
Don't have a cookie sheet?
No.
How do you heat up your frozen pizzas?
Well, I have like this little tray that came with my toaster oven. And I have like a... And then most of the pizzas I put right on the rack.
Oh, you're a direct rack guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Direct on the rack. I don't know. Otherwise, to me, they always like droop through the rack if you do it that way. It's.
I haven't had that problem.
I don't know. I must be doing something wrong. I can't do direct on the rack.
It even says on the back of most of them, direct on the rack.
But I disagree with them.
Why? Direct on the rack is better crust ratio. Otherwise, you get soggy crust.
See, I prefer a little bit doughy. I'm not a crispy guy. I'm a doughy guy.
Yeah, but I'm crispy when it comes to frozen pizzas, because otherwise it gets all gross.
Well, that's okay. You can have your crispy. I'll keep my doughy.
Other than that, it's like work, and I don't know. It was a weird week at work because we had this meeting where they told us everything was fine, and you know, because of our experience and skills, we can't just replace us, and like. No, you know, that it's going to take at least a year or two to get everything off the ground there in Austin anyways. So they told us that whole thing. And then, like, on Thursday or Friday, there was this news article about, like, how the company that bought us is moving three companies in San Diego to Texas, including our company. But then like our CEO right away was like, oh, that's just hearsay. I'm like, but you're not denying it outright. So it's just becoming this thing where I don't know, who knows? So I'm looking at some other, I don't know, like, but there's not a whole lot of opportunities out there.
Yeah.
So far, since I put my resume back on Monster, the only people that call me are pyramid schemes and temp jobs. Which are like the two things I explicitly said. Like, no. Because right. It's like, what about my resume makes you think I want to sell insurance or have my own franchise opportunity for whatever? Like, what about my resume says that to you? Like, this guy, like, it's like, oh, tech support and computers. This guy should sell insurance.
Right. Well, if it's a pyramid scheme, that you're not really selling insurance, you're selling. The scheme,
yeah.
That's like it's always care. Like care what
it's
doing.
Always like management position. It's your own. Yeah. The way they like manage to,
yeah,
disguise these things. It's
no
insane.
One's managing anything from their own house.
And then like even because if one of them was like farmers insurance, but even that was like own your own branch. I'm like, what? Like, why do you think I'm going to be interested in that?
It's not a natural progression to you.
Yeah, totally. It makes sense. So, and then the other ones are like I specifically said, like, you know, only permanent positions. And it's all these, hi, I'm a recruiter. I'm like, go away. And like three people from the same recruitment office called me. And I'm like, okay, you guys need to get your act together.
So monster.com is still a thing? That's still...
Yeah, but I don't know how... Seriously, the only responses I've gotten on there... I think it's all about who you know, like going through your connections. Like, my last job I got through a LinkedIn connection.
Okay.
So I don't know if those just like blindly posting your resume on places, if that works at all anymore.
So should I be like accepting all the LinkedIn requests and like doing that? Does it matter to me? I didn't know if that was like an important thing or not.
I don't. You're not like out there looking. I think if you're out there looking for a job,
okay, that's good because I'm not really. So,
Joey Fatone from NSYNC came to the Christmas party that Derek was at.
Really? That's awesome.
That's nuts.
I don't know enough about NSYNC to even tell an NSYNC joke just now. Something Timberlake.
Not even a bad pun? I mean, come on.
Timberlake, I don't know.
Wow. No, but not even a bad pun?
No.
You're off your game.
I got nothing.
Well, I'm not even going to try because I don't even want to get you started.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on with the show here.
Okay. Reader mail?
Yeah. We got one.
Kind of
people
two.
People are on Christmas break. Oh, wait, two, yeah. Stephen Day says, I'm listening to episode 101, and I'm the guy that bought Too Fast, Too Furious. Phil was pretty close with his guess of why I bought it. I bought the fifth one a while ago and 1, 3, and 4 on Black Friday for $6.96 each. They all have numbers on the spine. I just couldn't bear the thought of leaving number 2 out of the sequence. I care way too much about how movies look on my shelves. Wow, man after your own heart,
I
Phil.
I completely understand that entire... yeah. I think I told you before about the Scrubs, the last season of Scrubs.
Yeah, that you just bought it because...
Well, not only that, though, because, I mean, it's terrible. It doesn't even have most of the original people in it. It focuses on a new group, and it's awful. But they like the way they sell it, they have a sticker on the front, and it's not like, oh, own this hilarious season of Scrubs. The sticker says, complete your collection.
They know it's
horrible, but they're like, hey,
like, here, this is sucks, but yeah, we know you're going to have it.
You've got a space on your shelf that needs the number on the spine of this DVD set.
So wow.
It works. We are testament to that, Steven and I. So, yeah, complete your collection.
Oh, I guess I didn't. I guess we should talk about this and stuff to talk about. I don't know. I want to talk about it now. All right. I saw the poop mountain.
Oh, did you? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay. I think because we built it up so much, it wasn't as terrible as I thought it was going to be, but it is still the most horrific thing I've probably seen on a television show and might be the most horrific thing I've, like, seen that's not, like, gory.
But knowing it's like, real, isn't it hard to look at that, like...
I didn't have a hard time to look at it as you. I was just... Because I was kind of just fascinated. And it, like... I feel like it had been there for so long. It was all hardened and gross. So, like, because I think in my head I was imagining just, like, a big giant pile of, like, fresh dumps. But, like, this wasn't really that.
So because it had a crusty outer shell, you're okay with
it? Yeah, crusty outer shell. But that's exactly what it was. It had, like, crusted, like a cow pie.
Like when you have fudge that's fresh, but then you put it in the fridge for a while and the leftovers of it, it's got that little, like, crusty shell on the outside.
And it was, like, really dark. So, like, in my head, I could be like, that's just mud.
You should call you should call tonight's episode Return to Poop Mountain.
Cause like just the fact that it was there and the whole thing with like the fumes and the cat. And then she tried to blame it on like, oh well, cause you guys moved it. And she's like, no, you're not understanding the like amount of toxic fumes killed your cat. Right. It had been living like this has nothing to do, like come on, like, you're, like, in shock right now. Like, right. She probably was. Probably. Like, that's horrifying. Like, having to, like, show people, like, here's my poop mountain.
Well, how about when the family came in and saw it? Like,
oh, that was terrible. Gosh. And, like, her daughter, like, I remember the aunt was like, I had to be like, your daughter's the smelly kid. Like, that whole thing
right.
was, like, terrible.
Oh. And what about the bathtub? Did you see the bathtub? Like,
The bathtub was, ugh. Well, it was just so sad because, like, the lady's like, well, let me just tell you, it's really bad in there because your mom, well, the water's been off for a year. And the women, they're kind of like, what do you mean? She's like, and she's had to use the bathroom. And they're like, like, there's just this realization of what she's trying to tell them. Because she's like, the water's been turned off for a year and your mom has been living here. And they're kind of like, oh, okay. And then she's like, and... She's been using the toilet. Oh, it's like just this. And they had to carry out the toilet as a whole, like with the mountain. With
that, like the hazmat guys had to come in.
Oh, dude.
They couldn't pay me enough for that job. That's like the worst job in the world.
Worse than the hair guy at Lux for Love?
I think they have it beat. Poop mountain remover?
Yeah, but that's like a one-time thing.
Well, but who knows?
Do you think that's the worst thing those guys ever saw?
Oh, I think so. Maybe that one instance would be the worst job ever. Maybe not entirely every time.
Well, you're still dealing with, like, hazardous materials, which isn't a lot of times that's, like, poop or puke or blood or...
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess those are the big three.
Okay, so that's in my top... Those are, like, my top two worst jobs.
So you equate, like, God... I love that you, for you... Guy getting donations at Locks of Love is on the level of Poop Mountain Remover.
That's still the most horrific thing, knowing that they're going through envelope after envelope, opening it up to have different hair bursting out at them. It's awful. I just can't imagine. What kind of horrible things have they seen?
I'm pretty sure it can't be as bad as what hazmat guys have seen.
I think it's on the same level.
Like, when, like, a bathroom explodes or whatever.
That's the guys they call in.
Dealing with that.
Ugh. Did you see Vicky's post about Poop Mountain on Facebook?
Yeah.
It's not in the letters, but I'm going to read what she said. She said, you guys, I looked up Poop Mountain, and instead I accidentally watched a clip about someone who hoards their dead cats. I'm super bummed and disgusted. Those poor cats, and I still haven't seen Poop Mountain.
Poop Mountain's worse.
Yeah.
I think I've seen the dead cats.
Well,
I've
has a dead cat there as well, and I think there's some throughout the house, too.
Yeah, this is Poop Mountain plus dead cats.
But the
and
Poop Mountain,
cat poo.
Yeah.
Not to mention, like, you understated the amount of cat poo, I feel like.
Well, I mean, there's like so much going on in that
episode. The whole front
of
the house is cat poo.
Yeah. The part that's not human poo is cat poo.
Like, the whole, like, front of the house is just covered in cat poo.
Yep.
Like, the whole front house became, like, a giant litter box to the point where she was pretty much just staying in her bedroom.
Yeah. Like, the only place that didn't have poo on it.
And everything else.
But wait,
isn't
that the one where she peed in the bed too? Or is that a different one?
No, that was a different one.
Okay. Because there's one where like they go in and the mattress is just like soaked with urine. And she said it's just too hard to get up to the bathroom. And so she just laid there in bed. And it's like, it's seriously just a giant sponge of pee.
Oh, God. Why? Why? That's just total depravity. Like, that's like that's the worst thing I've. That's because how can you even stand? Like, don't you have? I guess, like, if you have like no dignity as a human being, and I think that's part of these people's issues.
Well, yeah,
but like, that's just completely like, I don't care. I'm living in my pee.
Yeah, yeah. Oh man, they had to get the guys in there to get that out too.
Well, the lady, they had the other lady, which. I have to feel like if they did an update on that lady, like, she did not make it.
Well, I can't even remember what the other one was, because Poop Mountain.
The other one, yeah, it's because of Poop Mountain. But the other one was, like, just in complete denial to the point where she couldn't. I still don't know where she slept. Like, because it was, like, the whole entire house and, like, whole, like, ways were blocked. She even said, like, oh, I don't go to the bathroom here. Like, she literally just had a house for her stuff.
Right.
And I feel like she might have slept in her car.
Well, got to sleep somewhere.
and then, the whole time they were, she was, like, one of those that had to go through everything.
Right.
And then while they're taking out stuff, she's like, all right, well, we need to put these armoires back in. And, like, freaking out about where the armoire is going to go. And they're like, look. Like,
she kept yelling at them about the armoires. I remember that now.
It was so nuts.
And the funny thing is that Poop Mountain is so bad that episode, like, I completely forgot. Because
whereas other in normal, that lady was just.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Poop Mountain lady, like, she reached rock bottom. She's going to be okay.
Yeah. Because at least she was humiliated.
And they completely redid her house. Whereas this one lady, all she wanted to do was get some of her crap out so she could put more crap right. in.
Get the
and
stuff
then,
out
like,
of the shed into the house.
And, like, it was insane. And, like, she, like, it doesn't seem like she was going to improve very much.
No, no. I know. It's so funny. Like, I mean, I don't know, funny. I mean, it is funny, but it's also horrible. But some of the ones, like, you just know, like, they just did this to get someone to clean up some of their stuff. And they're going to go right back to it. They could care less.
Yeah. Which is sad.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's an interesting comment. Polo suggests, why doesn't Phil stake his gopher traps to the ground?
This is another good suggestion. Someone else suggested, like, covering them, like, with a bucket. Can't remember. I think maybe that was Craig. And this is a good one, too. Although, now that I know where their secret, like, NIM.
Did you blow that place out yet? Like.
Well, now I've got it, like, staked out because it's right outside where I have my little pellet
gun. Why don't
you
fill it in with cement or something?
Well, it's not a bad idea. It's where I need to put my studio one of these days. But I do have an update on the thing.
You're going to put your studio in an underground hole?
Well, no. I mean, I want to build it on top of it there. And then I'll know there's cats living under there. No, so now that I have three traps again, because, you know, I'd lost the other two and I've recovered them, I planted three at the same time. And I'm telling you, they are working together. So first of all, I put one in like one part of the yard, and I go another part and put two kind of near each other. And by the time I go back to the first one, the gopher's already like covered it up, and like, you know, if they figure them out, they'll bury it and like stuff it with dirt. And so I had to like reset it, and I go over and I'm like just about to kind of, cause I kind of, you know, kneel down on the ground. I'll shovel a little bit and I kneel down to place it, and like 6 inches away from where the gopher hole was, like I came about an inch away from kneeling in a huge pile of cat poo that was kind of hidden underneath the grass right next to it there. So they're like planting it there as like little, you know, oh, here, I'm going to make a little gopher pile, and then come on over here, cat. And he, oh, it's a team effort, and it's challenging, but.
But meanwhile, the cats are eating the gophers.
Well, yeah. I mean, they have a weird, like, kind of, I don't know, some sort of like anti-symbiotic.
Are they sacrificing themselves to the cats?
Yeah.
They're like, okay, you're allowed to eat one or two of us a week, but you got to help us out with this dude. Like, is that kind of?
I think that's it. Like, that's their it's their like offering to these like cruel overlords. You know, that's the only thing.
Yeah, but you got to assert your authority, man. Right. It's time to show them who's boss here.
And see, the cats let a few of them live because they need to be able to procreate so they have an ongoing food source. Otherwise, they just wipe them out
like
all at
the
once.
Matrix.
Yeah. But I did catch one, and I came out in the backyard like the next day to check on it, and there was a cat who had pulled up the thing and was actively eating the gopher out of the trap, like scared it off, you know. So,
well, you need to do something with the traps, because now maybe the cats feel like you're offering, this is their offering from you.
Yeah, I think it is.
And I don't know.
Well,
you need to stop the cat thing at the source somewhere. This is why you need to. This is why people need to listen to Bob Barker.
Yeah, well, that's true. Bob knows his stuff. So anyway, it's been quite a saga, and I will keep you updated as
ongoing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got a last minute reader mail from Mario, who was in the brief hangout.
Yeah, I know. Sorry,
which
Mario.
Which is basically us yelling.
Basically,
me yelling. And you be like, no. All right. He says, my past job was in a freezer going as low as -30, where I had a freezer jacket and freezer overalls. You mentioned low temperatures in China when you lived there. Did you have proper foul weather gear? Why, yes, Mario, I did. I had, like, long underwear. I would wear, like, 3 layers, and then I'd have a big coat that I can't wear anywhere else. Like, it's too, the moment I put it on, I start sweating.
Yeah, you're never gonna need that in San Diego, I don't think.
Like, so yeah, and then I even had like an outer coat that I would wear on top of that sometimes, and then I'd have like a face mask or a scarf, depending, gloves, beanie, had to wear it, cover your ears. And then, like, my face, because, like, my face would freeze. That's the first time I ever, like, even ever had a beard, because, like, I had, because otherwise, like, my face would freeze.
Yeah, you need that extra layer there.
Yeah. But then I, like, after a while, I shaved my mustache off because it was, like, freezing.
Well, because you get, like the little moisture out of your breath.
Yeah.
And then it kind of gets into the beard. I know.
So that got to be a pain in the butt. So, yeah, that was, oh, gosh. Like, I don't miss that at all. Like, I don't miss having to wear gloves.
Like, all the time, right?
Yeah, pretty much all the time. Well, even in Wisconsin, I had to wear gloves all the time. Like, I got to the point where I was wearing those fingerless gloves. Like, well, they were like the mittens, so you could pop the top off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I never had to take them off.
That's good. You can eat your pizza and then go back to having warm fingers again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I took him off to pee.
Oh, well, that's probably
gross. Too. But in theory, you wouldn't have to, but then that would mean you're not washing your hands.
Yeah.
But why you have to wash your hand? You got a glove on, but then your gloves got pee on it probably.
Yeah, and then you got pee gloves all day long.
Pee gloves.
Then you're one step away from just peeing in your mattress.
That's still like, man, how low is that? Is that like the lowest? I guess if you're also, I mean, like on top, like the only thing worse is like if you're just pooping.
Yeah, at least she kept sleeping it to, in your poo, you know, to onesies.
But you're sleeping in your pee, like.
Yeah. See, it's hard to get up to the bathroom sometimes. I understand. You don't want to stop playing the game or watching the movie or reading the book, you know. I get it.
Has Luke had any more accidents?
No, no. He's kept his video game addiction under control a little bit there. So. I know. We had the talk. You have to go
up. He doesn't remember that when he's older. You're going to have to remember.
Oh, definitely. Him. You have to get up and go to the bathroom no matter how much fun you're having. That's the rule. Did I tell you already that we got them 2DSs, and I'm excited about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I did.
That's for Christmas.
Yeah, right? For Christmas. So. All right.
Well, you know what else is cool?
Yeah. What else is cool?
Audibletrial.com/Brendoman, where you can get a 30-day free audible.com trial with a free audiobook, yours to keep. Even if you don't stay on with the service. And I was just looking through a lot of, they have a huge amount of titles, and I'm sure this book is probably not that great, but it looked entertaining as all get out, and I just really liked the title.
Okay.
So they got a bunch of autobiographies narrated by the authors.
Nice.
And one of those was Corey Feldman's autobiography, narrated by Corey Feldman. And can you guess what the title?
Well, it's of not Corey fair. Feldman's I can see it here.
autobiography is. It's almost as good as the Tori Spelling books, but it's choreography
that works on like multiple levels.
So many levels. So you know. Plus, it's narrated by Corey Feldman. And it says, in this incredibly personal memoir, Corey Feldman tears down the veneer of a child star and shares what life was like, really like for him all those years, from his start in the business at age 3 up through the loss of his best friend, the other Corey, Corey Haim, as an adult. The writing is lucid and well-paced, and Corey's raw and emotional telling makes for an unbelievably intimate listen. I think that would be really interesting to listen to.
I think so.
If not a little bit on the depressing side.
Probably. I mean, he was in some of the greats.
That's true. I mean, when you really, like, when you look at it, like.
Stand By Me, Goonies, Gremlins, The Burbs. Right there. Those four right there. You could have stopped there. I mean, what more do you need?
Pretty great.
That's an amazing. Yeah. Well, that's good. Choreography. I even though I don't really have any particular like affinity to Tori Spelling, I do really appreciate her naming technique for all her different stuff. So if you got a name like that,
oh yeah,
you know, she uses it well. Let's see, my recommendation. Which,
those are also available.
Are they? Does she read them?
Did I tell you? Wait, did we tell you what the new one is?
I think so, but remind me because I forgot.
Oh my gosh, I haven't. I don't know if I saw these two. Maybe I did. Oh, I must have. Because she has three. Okay. So the first one is storytelling.
Right.
Right. The second one is Uncharted Territory. Okay, the third one, and I don't think this one, I think this is the new one because it's not even out yet. Spelling It Like It Is. She's just not stopping. Oh, she's not stopping. So
I mean, she has to keep writing just to keep that going.
What's the next one? What's the next one?
Let's see. Tori Spelling. I don't know. Come back to me on that one.
She's used Tori.
Tori.
Once. She's done the. But she also did storytelling, which is both. That's like. Yeah. That's pretty good. But then spelling it like it is. Because now she's just using spelling.
Yeah.
So she's moved on.
Oh, it's. I don't know. It's good. She's too good. I can't even think of another one. I'll come back to that.
The cover for Spelling It Like It Is actually kind of cute because it's got her and her three kids, and the kids are pretty cute. Actually, four kids. She has four kids. Huh. Does she have four kids? That can't be right. I don't think those are her kids.
She could have. Maybe she adopted. It's possible.
Maybe. That's a lot of kids.
We have to read it. We'd have to read her next one, the Kid Torinado.
That's not as good, though.
It's not. No, she's better at that. I mean, she knows how to work her own name puns. That's pretty good.
Oh, she does have four kids. Jeez.
All right, so my recommendation for tonight is one of my favorite authors has a couple books on here. Gregory MacDonald, who wrote the Fletch books, amongst many other great ones.
Yeah.
It's kind of random, the selection. They have two books by Gregory MacDonald on here. They have Fletch 1, which was like a later one that was kind of like, you know, rebooting a sort of the series.
Isn't it like a prequel?
I'm trying to remember because they're son of Fletch.
Yeah, but Fletch 1 is like when Fletch is like young.
I think so.
Because that's what the movie was going to be.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That's what when they were going to reboot the movie franchise with Jason Lee, then with – and I think, but now he's kind of getting too old. Zach Braff, I think, still has
– Really?
That's still like his project, but I don't think it's ever going to happen now.
He could pull it off, though. Like I just would love to see anyone do it.
I don't think – I feel like it's been in turnaround for so long because, like, that was Kevin Smith's project for a really long time. First, he was going to do it with Chevy. Well, and then he was like, wait, I can't do it with Chevy because it's young.
But if Fletch. You did,
and then
like,
he had a really bad meeting with Chevy Chase.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And then it was going to be – for the longest time, it was going to be Jason Lee. But the whole time, Harvey Weinstein was like, Jason Lee's not a star. He can't do it. And I don't know.
Well, it's
unfortunate because I think Jason Lee would have been perfect.
Well, and there, he wrote a ton of the books, so it's like they have a built-in franchise if they can.
Well, that was the whole thing. Yeah, they wanted to do like a whole bunch of them.
Have you ever read any of them?
No.
Like, I mean, I absolutely am a huge fan of the movies, as you know. I love them to death. The books are very different in a lot of ways. I think they did a great job of adapting them, but his style is just so like. Awesome, and you have to read them. Like, if you get a chance, should read Fletch. Maybe I should add that to our book club.
We got too many things in the
book. I know. We'll never get through them all. And then the other one they have by him is Skyler, which he did two book series about Skyler. And
is it also a private detective?
No, it's totally different. It's like it's set in, I want to say Mississippi or maybe Arkansas. And Skyler's kind of like a backwoods, like, hick kid. Like, but he's, like, he's cool. He's kind of a ladies' man, but he's, like, a hick. And in the first one, I can't remember. The second one is Skyler in Yankee Land, where he, like, winds up going and staying with, like, relatives in, like, a fancy place. And there's some fish out of water. There's mystery stuff, too. But it's not – he's not a detective. He's just, you know, country bumpkin type guy.
Gotcha.
Anyway, they're really, really good. So anything that by Gregory MacDonald is fantastic. So
cool.
That's my recommendations.
Awesome. Well, we also recommend that you listen to this show on Stitcher. If you are using the Stitcher app on your phone, then you should listen to us. Thumbs up. And all the other BenView Network podcasts. If you don't have Stitcher, you can get it on your phone, tablet, mobile device,
everything.
Just go to radiobrendo.com, click the Stitcher link, and if you haven't signed up yet, when you do sign up for free, use the code BRENDOMAN. It's awesome.
Yes.
And thumbs up and review the show. Also, rate the show on iTunes.
That would be great.
If you haven't done that, that's another way you can help us out. Another way you can help us out and also help yourself out is signing up for hosting with DreamHost, the official web host of Radio Brendoman. And you can, when you sign up for any package using Radio Brendoman, you will save $50. Use a promo code Radio Brendoman, save $50 off your order, plus get an additional free domain registration. So like their normal web hosting package, it's like $97 for the year. And you get a free domain, and if you use our code, you'll get an additional free domain.
That's amazing.
It's pretty amazing. But let's say you're like most people, and you don't need a website right now, and you already listen to the podcast your way. You don't want us telling you when, you know, we use Stitcher or whatever, and you don't listen to audiobooks, but you still want to help out the show, well, there's an easier way to do that, and that is just click the Amazon banner on RadioBrendo.com when you're going to go do some Amazon shopping. And Christmas is right around the corner, right?
That's right. Still time.
So we know you're, you know, Amazon's the best thing. You can get all your shopping done. It's pretty great.
Yeah, and they have everything on there.
They got all kinds of stuff, and you just click the link and then do your normal shopping.
So what do we get this week?
We will get a kick. We got a ton. People are
Christmas
doing
time.
A lot of shopping. Also, secret, like our gift exchange happened.
Oh, yes, yes.
And Phil, you were the last person.
I was the last person to do my order.
Good job. Everybody else was.
I still have 4 days to reach the deadline, though.
Still, you lose.
You know I always wait till the last minute.
You lose.
So this is it.
You lost.
So if you do this, if you do buy stuff through our Amazon link, we will read off the stuff that you guys buy.
Yeah, so we got a lot of stuff.
So let's hear it.
We got The Big Lebowski on instant video.
Classic.
We got Kurakin 6327 Heat Demons Grip Warmer for Harley Davidson. I'm guessing that's like handlebar.
I guess so. Like grip. Heated?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
We got False Collar Crystal Beaded Round Necklace Chain Detachable Color Black plus a free gift cell phone anti-dust plug.
Seems like a really random like connection there. Cell phone anti-dust.
I think it's like a necklace chain for like a cell phone, maybe.
Oh, okay. All right. That's cool.
Or something. I don't know. Smoothies, bungee bands, black.
Important.
And then these are books. So this was a graphic novel, Battling Boy. Then we got someone bought Stephen King, Dr. Sleep, a novel. Another book, Five Fists of Science.
Five Fists of Science.
Yep. And then we got another comic book here, Nowhere Men, Volume 1, Fate's Worse Than Death, trade paperback.
Okay.
We got Guns 101, A Beginner's Guide to Buying and Owning Firearms. So our gun guy's back.
It's good.
Buying some.
But it seems like he did, because didn't he actually, I'm assuming he
there was one that was like an encyclopedia or something.
So he's doing the research first. That's good.
Yeah.
Make a wise decision there. It's good.
Making the right purchase.
It's good.
This is a cool title. I want to read this now. It says, Punching Tom Hanks, Dropkicking Gorillas, and Pummeling Zombified Ex-Presidents. A Guide to Beating Up Anything.
It's a great title.
The next one, Surely You're Joking, Mr. Feynman. Adventures of a Curious Character.
Is that a comic, do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay. Sounds interesting.
The Fifth Beatle, the Brian Epstein story.
Nice.
So that's Brian Epstein, the famous.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a, it's the Nobel, the Surely You're Joking, Mr. Feynman, is the Nobel Prize winning physicist Richard P. Feynman recounts in his imitable voice his adventures trading ideas on atomic physics with Einstein and Bohr.
That's cool.
And ideas on gambling with Nick the Greek.
All right.
So that sounds interesting. Gosh, there's dogs upstairs. These people just leave their dog, and he's like a monster dog. Really? He's always either barking or running into stuff, or like right now he's like barking super loud, and it's like 10:30.
Well, I can't hear it, so I think we're okay.
I don't care about it. You guys. Oh, I don't
care about it.
All right, DVDs. We got Frida.
Yes. Don't Cry For Me. Me, Myself.
Space Jam.
I know where that went.
because you already got yours.
I got mine already.
The Blues Brothers on Blu-ray.
Nice.
The Expendables Extended Director's Cut on Blu-ray.
Ooh.
The Great Muppet Caper and Muppet Treasure Island of Pirates and Pigs, 2-movie collection, Blu-ray.
Great Muppet Caper is my favorite of the originals.
I really like it, but it's really... No, wait, I'm thinking of Muppets Take Manhattan, but I like Muppet Caper.
That's the one. It has Charles Grodin and John Cleese, so instant win for me.
And then X-Files Fight the Future.
That's the other thing I got.
Also went to you. Well, these ones, these next ones went to me. They were from Chris Cavins, my Secret Santa. And it's a Joss Whedon, The Complete Companion ebook. And Twice Upon a Time.
Nice. The second
ebook.
Sweet.
Because they don't have the second or third one at my library.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Well, the third one, like the paperback hasn't even come out. It's new, or maybe it just came out, but.
Yeah. Well, no, the third one came out this year, like on Kindle.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not even on paperback yet.
It's very, very new.
But the second one, and they don't even have it in my library. They had the first one in my library.
Well, now you have it.
Okay, then MP3 downloads. We got the Super Knockin' Boots podcast.
Nice.
And then a music track called Bad Blood.
Okay.
I didn't even look that one up. And then we got, let's see, Cheshire Cat mug.
Excellent.
For a dollar.
Good deal. Good deal on a mug.
I know. $11.72.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, it was cut off. Oh, wait. Bad Blood is an album. Okay. That makes... Okay.
Makes more sense.
I didn't see whose album it was. Let me look it up.
All right. I didn't... It's funny.
It is by Bastille.
Hmm.
Not familiar.
Not either. Interesting.
That.
Is that all of them? Oh, no, there's one more.
Okay. Oh, it's a debut album from UK Quartet. So I guess it's like a new band.
Cool.
What were you saying?
Oh, just I just got my package like right before we started recording, so I didn't see who my Secret Santa was. I don't even know.
Oh, it's Adam Wells.
Oh, hey. All right, well, thanks, Adam Wells. I can't wait. I haven't gotten... I mean, I just ripped open the package and looked at it and then ran in here while I was eating pizza.
And then the last item is a DC Collectibles We Can Be Heroes Justice League 7-pack box set.
Nice.
Toys.
A lot of Christmas presents, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you, everyone, for doing that. It's been really, really cool.
And then on the third-party podcast... front, our episode of the Tuesday night Hootenanny Cottage Cheese and Farm Report's finally up.
Yes.
TuesdayNightHoot.com, because they actually did an episode with Derek, which actually came out before ours did.
I have not gotten... Have you listened back through it? Like,
not yet.
Okay, I haven't gotten to yet either. I'm curious how
it's
our
like,
seven
it's me,
people...
you, Derek, Benson...
And then the three of them.
Their crew...
I hope it came out okay, because it was very chaotic.
And it also has Derek doing a Phil impression. Yeah.
And I have to listen to that. I haven't.
It's really funny.
It's weird. Like, when people do impressions of me, I never, like, it doesn't, like, register. Like, I don't understand how it relates to me. Like, I remember Matt used to do an impression of me.
The thing that's so funny about Derek's is it doesn't sound like you at all.
Well, sometimes that's the best kind.
Matt's impression of you did not sound like you either.
All right. Well, maybe that's what it is. Maybe no one can do a good Phil. Can someone do a good Phil? If so, send proof. I would like to see that.
No, don't send proof. I don't want to hear people's Phil impressions.
I do. Like, I'm curious now.
People doing impressions are usually bad and it's annoying.
Well, no. That means it's exciting. There's nothing better than bad entertainment.
Well, we already talked about the Radio Brenner Man gift exchange.
Yes, we did that. And the Gopher War.
Which is complete now that Phil... But so everybody should be receiving their stuff soon, since most people seem to have Prime.
Yeah, I got Prime, so mine should be out there very quickly.
So that's cool. And everybody sent me shipping confirmations. So it was a roaring success. So hopefully next year we'll have more participants.
Yeah. But I think it was a really cool way to do stuff. And
it's fun. It's a cool way to get some stuff and give stuff and stuff.
Stuff and stuff.
And help out, because most people use the...
Right. The Amazon link.
Because I put it in there.
Whether they knew it or not.
Yeah.
No, that was super cool. So thanks for everyone for doing that. And following through even quicker than I did because
Phil was the last.
Even though I still have four days, I feel like I'm early.
I'm just saying, you're still in last place.
That's okay. I'm all right with that.
So I guess you're proud, though.
It's proud I got it done.
That's a big win
for you. That's a win for me. I succeed.
Well, on the book corner of things, I finished Half Upon a Time.
Yeah. What'd you think?
It was really good and, like, not what I was expecting at all. And the ending was, like, pretty shocking.
Uh-huh. Well, and, like, I didn't realize it was part of a series when I first read it. So I got to the end and I'm like, what? It's, like, I thought, because I was getting the last few pages. I'm like, how is he going to wrap this up? I don't understand.
It has a total cliffhanger.
Yeah, so.
Ending. And I'm excited to see where we're going to go with it.
I'm almost done with the second one, and it is super good, too, so.
Yeah, I just got it for my Secret Santa, so I'll be.
Yes.
I got to finish up. I had to actually renew the 1Q84. I'm like 75% done. It's like really good, but it's at like this really insane place where like worlds are collapsing and colliding and crazy things are happening, but it's really good. And then I'm also almost done with Reality Land, which is talking about it's the untold stories from Disney World. And
nice.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I've been slow reading. I gotta tell you, Blue Christmas. Now that Blue Christmas is done, as awesome as it is, and I love doing it, I get very like consumed with doing a big show like that. Like,
yeah,
the week or two before, especially. So it's kind of it's like a nice like calm after the storm kind of thing. Yeah. So anyway, all that to say, I didn't finish anything else. This week.
Well, you know, you've been busy because you're working and you're.
But I'm almost finished.
Show together.
Yeah. But I'm almost finished with them and with Twice Upon a Time. Super, super good. So really would like to encourage listeners out there to read those in particular.
Yeah.
Because we will have the author coming on our show in sometime after the new year, January or maybe February. So you still have plenty of time to read them. It's Half Upon a Time, and the author is James Riley. If you want more info, you should join our book club by following the link on our website.
Go to radiobrendo.com and then click the link there.
Yes.
All right. So, Blue Christmas.
Yeah. I guess we kind of talked about that.
I guess we already talked about it. It was a good show.
Super good. Lots of fun. Again, like just amazing performances by everyone.
Yeah.
I got some video of a lot of it, and we got the video of the entire set of A plus B, Josh and Rachel, and
nice.
they want to see it first before we post it, which I appreciate because they're artists and they gotta approve it.
Yeah.
But if we get the okay, we'll post all or some of their set depending on what they want. So
cool.
It was super good. And then I already mentioned the Century EP that's coming out. But also the singles, Potvox Music singles that we put out, the Christmas ones are out on iTunes and Amazon and everything now. They got all.
And if you're looking for a good stocking stuffer Christmas gift or just some Christmas music for yourself, you can get those MP3s on our Facebook page, on anywhere. Or you can order the CD.
Yep.
Makes a great gift. You can even buy the package deal. Potvox Christmas Volume 1 and 2.
And I don't know if you saw, but I updated our music store on Facebook, too. So we're like...
Nice.
We're the new version. It's all up to date, and it looks pretty slick. So you should check it out.
So you can go on our Facebook page and order, buy MP3s right from there. Yeah.
So
lots of different ways. We got digital. We got physical.
We got mental.
We got Spotify.
Yep.
We got all that stuff.
So, yeah. See any new movies?
I did not because I was going to go see The Hobbit, but then I was too tired to see it on Friday, and I'm on call this weekend, so I'm going to have to wait till next weekend.
Yeah, I also have not yet because I'm going with Janelle for my birthday at some point in the next week, so
Yeah, birthday.
It's a big year. I'm turning 35 this year.
Your birthday's on Wednesday?
Thursday. Thursday, December 19th. I'm turning 35. It's funny because I have, you know, my youth group that I do is on Thursday nights. And so it's the last one before we go on Christmas break. And it's actually on my birthday. So it's Christmas party and Phil's birthday party. I threw myself a birthday party.
Throwing yourself a birthday party. That's a good way to get attention.
Hey, you know, if I have to work on my birthday,
maybe some free presents. Maybe some presents.
You never know. It's fair, though. I don't think that's unfair. I sing for them. We have treats for them and stuff. My turn. But I forgot to type it in here, but we actually went to the movies this week.
We did not put that in there and mess me up, Phil.
Well, it's because I saw a new movie, but I've already seen it. We actually went and took the kids to go see Frozen again.
Jeez. So you're seeing the same movie twice instead of watching all these other movies you haven't seen?
Well, here's what happened. It's actually...
You haven't seen Thor and you're watching Frozen again?
No. It's an awesome story, though. So I go and pick up Audrey from school. And, you know, she's got her best friend, Hallie, and they're super sweet together. And she goes, Daddy, Hallie and I are going to have a play date, and we're going to go see Frozen in the theater together so we can learn all the songs. I was like, oh, really? Like, and Hallie then, I guess, in turn told her mom and dad, like, oh, I'm going to go on a play date with Audrey to go to the movie. They had this whole thing planned out. And so,
they just made it up and
told us, and we're like, oh, I guess we're going to the movies. And they're like, oh, I thought you guys planned it, you know, like totally. So, I mean, they were too cute doing that. We had to let them do it. So we all met up, the whole, like, her family and our family, and we went to go see it again. They'd seen it before, too, so. But it's super cute. And they sang, like, they already knew most of the songs because they both are, like, super smart and have practically, like, photographic memories. So they were singing, like, during the songs. And then, like, afterwards they were talking about how they're going to play the different scenes at school and stuff, so. It was worth it, even though I had already seen it. It was super cute, so
that's cool.
That's how I went to go see Frozen twice.
Wow,
you haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet. No.
It's really good. Like,
I'm not the parent of a 5-year-old girl, though.
So. I know, but I will just say this: it is my favorite animated Disney movie, and I'm not talking about Pixar because it's a different thing, since Lilo and Stitch.
So more than Wreck-It Ralph?
Wasn't that? Oh, that wasn't Pixar, huh?
Oh, my gosh, Phil.
Dang it. Well, it's by the makers of Wreck-It Ralph, too, huh? Okay, so fine. Since Wreck-It Ralph and Lilo and Stitch, it's up there.
Since last year, it's my favorite.
No, since The Little Mermaid came out, my top four Disney movies are cartoon movies, animated movies, The Little Mermaid, Wreck-It Ralph, Lilo and Stitch, and this one. Easily.
More than Aladdin and Beauty and the
Beast? More than Aladdin. Lion King? More than Beauty and the Beast. More than Lion King.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Some bold
statements. It's good. It's that good. So you should check it out.
Cool.
And the opening little short is amazing too. So,
well, I've been watching on Netflix. They finally put second season of American Horror Story on. Now that the third season's wrapping up, it's airing right now. It's not wrapping up, but. They had their mid-season finale.
Okay.
But so they had the second series on, which is like the thing with American Horror Story is each season is a totally different story. So like it has nothing to do with the first season.
Oh.
And so this one, but it has the same cast members as the first one, but they're playing completely different parts. So like what's his face? Zachary Quinto is in it again and some of this other people from it. And it's really good. It's really, really good. It's really freaky. It's a really, really good.
All right.
But it's like really, it's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
I don't know. It didn't sound like quite my cup of tea.
I don't know. I think you might. I think you should watch the first season. Like watch a few episodes.
All right.
Because it's really creepy.
I like creepy. Like that.
I would just watch it and see if I would just give it a try because you might dig it.
All right. We'll see about that. What's this? Oh, is that wrestling?
It's a WWE top 50 finishers of all time.
I gotcha.
Because it's going off Netflix. So I was trying to watch some some of it.
Well, were they good? Did you agree with their list?
People, I don't know. I think some of the things when they try to do it like in story seem kind of ridiculous. Like, because it's like them trying to talk about like this really knocks you out, and I'm like, no. No, it doesn't. But I get it. Like, they're like some of the things they do it. And, like, that's cool. But it's still kind of silly. But because, like, some of it's, like, clear that some of these things are not, like, they did a whole big thing about how, and, like, they had all these wrestlers, like, talking about, like, how painful the claw is. Like, it's, like, the claw hold where you're just, like, holding onto the face. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's like, that's, come on. Like, I think it's awesome that you guys are selling it that way. And like, yes, it's always great seeing Kerry Von Erich do the claw, but like, it's the claw. It's ridiculous. Like, it's, and then like, and them trying to sell the, like, Mick Foley had a move where it's called the mandible claw.
Okay.
I feel like any claw hold things are just ridiculous. And this involved shoving two of his fingers in your, it's like a nerve hold, but he shoves two of his fingers in your mouth.
Gross.
And then like pushes up, and that's supposed to incapacitate you.
Wouldn't they just like bite his fingers?
Exactly. Like, if it was real? But apparently, no, but it's pinching on your nerve, so you can't.
Yeah.
I even when I was in high school watching that, I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's not true. So I would do it on myself. And I'm like, no, I can bite my fingers. But, you know, you gotta buy into it. But it's funny when they do that kind of stuff. Right. Because I'm like, come on, guys. Like, you could just talk about it like, wow, yeah, that literally looks awesome. And it's cool. It makes a loud noise. Like, but they're talking about it like, oh, this is devastating. It really hurt. And, like, I'm like, okay, guys.
I really couldn't move when someone put two fingers in my mouth.
But it's cool. But it's entertaining. That's cool. It's entertaining to watch. And there's a lot of cool, like, old clips. And it's a cool way to present. It's a new – it's a different way of presenting material, you know. So it was entertaining.
Well, we finished watching Derek.
Oh, my gosh, Janelle, right?
Watch it with me. So good.
The last episode.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
Hey. I was thinking about this because you're talking about not finishing. Did you ever finish Band Called Death?
Oh, yeah, I did finish a Band Called Death.
How great was the end? Like, oh, I was crying.
And like the kid, like the next generation carries.
Yeah, the next gen kids. Like, that was awesome.
Oh, so.
And then when they got back on stage, yes. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was amazing. Great.
But how
great
cool
movie.
A story was like the kids inspired them to come back.
Uh huh. Well, and I love like, too they, that like. Like the story of how, like, you know, the one collector guy got one and
yeah.
The Jews got
and like,
around.
And like Jello Biafra was a huge part of getting, like, discovering that.
And then like the kid like, found the out, Kennedys. Like, hey, that's my dad in that band and like yeah. Freaking out. And...
But like, I love that like record collectors are the reason why that whole thing yeah. Happened.
Oh, so.
Like hardcore record collectors like us.
Super cool. That just an amazing story. So I very, very, very much enjoyed it. And, Janelle, too. She watched it with me, too.
Okay, but going back to Derek.
Okay, so back to... Oh, anyway, Derek was great. Great series.
Oh, my gosh.
Is there another one up?
I think there is.
Because I would love to see more of that. Still, it's still, like, Carl Pilkington blows me away. Like, such a great, like, blend of being hilarious and also just really, like, touching.
Okay, but in the last season, was I right... With what's his name, like the real creepy guy,
yeah,
like his couple interview segments in the last episode, I was like, they managed to make that character sympathetic. I didn't know how they were gonna do it.
I did. I mean, when you said that, I was like, how are they gonna do that? He's gross
they
and weird and pervy, and but yeah, super super good. So I hope they do more. Of that. And
yeah.
Let's see. Well, I watched some more Star Trek. Still trekking on third season there.
Yeah.
We watched a couple episodes of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Just still.
He's still on Eccleston.
Still on Eccleston. But I think we're like almost at the end of the first season of him. Does he have more than one season?
He only has one
season. Okay. So we're like almost done with that then. Really, actually, it was like a two-parter we watched and it was really, really good. It was one where, like, there's a like the kids that have the gas masks, like oh god, their faces,
yeah,
it was, like creepy, like
yeah.
You never know because some of them are goofy and funny or whatever. And this one was like
that's one of the classic creepy yeah. ones. The Are You? Is that the Are You My Mommy?
Yeah, yeah. And like all the people, like all they're kind of like zombie-ish, but they yeah. like have those masks on them. They're like fused.
Yeah, that's one of the all time creepies.
Oh gosh, it was like, and it's funny because we were like both. We're like, oh, let's put on Doctor Who, and I was like playing.
You got to be careful about putting on Doctor Who because some of them are scary.
Yeah, well, and we were like, you know, Janelle was playing, I don't know, Candy Crush or whatever, and I was playing something, and like about 5 minutes into it, we were both put down our thing. We're like, oh my gosh, we have to like pay attention to this one. It's really creepy. So it was very good.
Yeah, wait till you get. Don't watch Don't Blink in the dark at night. Oh,
okay, well,
but that's a few seasons away.
How many? Okay, since that season, how many seasons are there?
There was 3 Tennant seasons and then 3 Matt Smith seasons.
All right.
So there's 7.
Is it on a fourth Matt Smith right now?
Well, I think we're finishing up the third Matt Smith.
Okay.
If you count this upcoming Christmas episode.
So we've got, it's catch upable. We're not that far.
Well, plus each series is only like.
Is it like 12, something like that?
Yeah.
Let
me look at the episode list here just so, because I know Doctor Who fans, if I'm not right, are gonna be like,
you said it wrong. So it's good though. It's a good like standby, like we keep coming back to it. So and then while you're looking that up, we also started watching just a bunch of like the newer SNL stuff like from last season. And I actually had a minor debate with Josh Anderson, although it didn't last long because I just told him fine, whatever. But he's like, oh, it's not funny. SNL's not funny anymore.
Everybody always says that.
And the jokes just go on forever and blah, blah, blah. And I'm not saying like every sketch is perfect. There's hits and misses, but the new cast members are like seriously funny. Like some
I think they're
people.
Really funny, but I think Derek had a point when he's saying some of them have yet to like distinguish themselves, so some of them are kind of interchangeable.
Well, but that's kind of always the case. Like,
yeah, but there's a couple of them where if you put them, like, I forgot which ones he said specifically, but I can't tell you what sketches they've been in.
But I mean, that's kind of part of the SNL lore, though.
Yeah,
like,
but there's a couple of them that like look very much alike.
But
of the new group.
But some people like never do stand out on SNL and they like, go away and then are successful elsewhere. Some people stand out right away, but I still feel like it's a really consistently funny group. So
yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you there.
I think, I mean, like the girls, I feel like it's a really strong girl cast right now too. So,
well, it has been for the last couple seasons.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's really, really good. So,
but they do, as they have pointed out to their detriment, they need a black girl.
That's true. Has there only been one? Denitra?
What?
There a black girl. Is there,
what are you talking about? Has there only been one?
Ever? Yeah, how many? Who else?
Ellen Cleghorn.
One Ellen Cleghorn, that's right. Two?
Well, I mean, Maya Rudolph.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, so see, they're not, it's not like they've never.
Okay, well, I'm going back here.
Oh, yes.
There was, there's one, so there's one Eccleston, then 3 Tennant plus the specials, because his last series was like, there was 5 specials.
Oh, so that's like almost another series.
Because when you're watching them, but when you're watching, it gets tricky. Make sure when you get to the Tennant, don't jump ahead to Matt Smith before you watch all the specials because you'll miss out.
Okay.
Are there? Because I know people that have done that.
Are there other specials like does Eccleston or other ones or?
No, but the Tennant specials, you have to like, they're separate from the like seasons. Like if you watch them on Netflix.
Oh, but they are on Netflix though?
I'm pretty sure they're all on Netflix now, but you have to like.
All right. I'll Wikipedia that before we move on there.
Because I've had people not watch the specials and then they're like, what? Because the actual regeneration, it's like one of my favorite episodes ever. But it's a special. So if you didn't watch it, you just all of a sudden there's Matt Smith and you're like, what's going on?
Okay.
And I had a friend that did that.
Now, what about, isn't there like a spinoff series or something?
There's Torchwood.
Is that like, do you need to watch that along with it?
You don't need to. No. Okay. I watched it after.
Okay.
I'd watched everything. Is that good too? But it's really good. It's Captain. Have you gotten to Captain Jack Harkness yet?
Is he the one that
they showed up?
I think maybe. Is he the one they pick up in that? In the,
yes.
Okay, then yeah.
Yes. And he's awesome.
Yeah, he was really cool.
And it's his show.
Oh, okay. When does Torchwood. It spin off? Like, when does that pick up? Or do you know?
You'll find out. Oh, okay. I don't want to spoil anything.
Okay. All
right. And then there's one, two. So series five, series six, series seven's two part was basically like there's part one and part two.
Okay.
So they were like almost a year apart, but they're considered both series seven. And then there's the 50th anniversary special. This year we had two specials because we had the 50th anniversary special, and then we're gonna have the Christmas special.
Who's your favorite of the Doctors?
Oh man, I don't know. I mean, I gotta say probably Tennant, but Matt Smith is also
good.
They're all great. I like Eccleston too, but I don't know. They're all really good. And then we got the 12th Doctor coming.
Have you watched any of the older ones before Eccleston?
Well, I grew when I was really young. I watched Tom Baker with my grandma.
Yeah, I remember. I mean,
but I haven't really lately. I haven't. I mean, like I know there are a bunch of them are on Netflix, but I haven't done it.
All right. Well, it's good. It's been fun.
Yeah. Cool. I'm glad you're watching it.
Yeah.
Got to get caught up there.
Let's see. I guess that's it. That's all the ones I've watched.
All right. Any new video games?
Not really new. Just been playing the same stuff, but really good. A lot of fun with Lego Marvel Superheroes. Still been fantastic.
Yeah. I'm playing a lot of WWE 2K14. Haven't played any Grand Theft Auto this week. Still playing that. Tapped out. It's Christmas time now, so I'm getting presents and giving out presents, and it's snowing, and it's fun. I got, in the autumn sale, I think I already talked about this on Steam, but I got it's called Rogue Legacy.
Okay.
And it's where, like, when you die, instead of you coming back, it's like your heir, and you have to pick your heir, and he has certain traits, and, like, you level up over time.
Okay.
And it's like a Castlevania side-scroller. It's really awesome. And I finally hooked up my gamepad to my computer, and it was stupid easy. So now I have like a real gamepad, and it's made PC gaming a lot more fun.
Sweet.
And then I also got today they were having a sale. Well, like they've been having a sale, but then like I finally got it because I was on the fence, but the Scott Pilgrim game is like 75% off on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
So I bought that and the expansions, and they were really cheap. I bought the whole, like with the DLC, it was like $5.
Nice.
So, and that includes the online multiplayer and everything. And that game's, it's like a classic 8-bit beat 'em up, but it's Scott Pilgrim. It's got awesome Anna Monoguchi chiptune soundtrack.
Sweet.
It's freaking awesome. I mean, it's been out for a long time. So if you haven't played it yet.
I have not.
Because I've been wanting to play it for... I played the demo and I played at a friend's house, but I hadn't bought it. And it was $5 total for everything. Like, the game itself was $250.
With all the expansions,
so,
it was $5.
Yeah.
Sweet. I have been playing new Pikmin levels, which has been cool.
Yeah.
I've got two of the 365 daily puzzles left on Professor Layton and the Mask of Miracle.
Almost done there.
So, well, but I haven't even like I've only gotten like probably 15% in the actual game. I've just been doing all the bonus puzzles.
So, oh, I thought you'd already done.
No,
the game.
It's huge. Like there is so much content on this game. It's awesome.
It's on 3DS.
Yeah. So really, really fun.
I still haven't really played any of the Professor Layton's except the ones where when you're like stuck on something and then all.
It's. I mean.
I really want.
They're
to.
They're super. Haven't. The stories and the art style are just amazing. I mean. I know that it's a little bit, not everyone loves solving puzzles all the time, but if you really hate some of them, you can skip past them and you can, you know, if you're not obsessed with unlocking every little teeny thing like I am, you know, it's worth it just for the stories alone. I think they're awesome. So
cool.
Anyway. So yeah, it's been good.
Anything else exciting there?
Well, you know, been playing a little Animal Crossing, of course, keeping up to date on that. I'm like the final scene of the Malgrave incident that I've been playing through with the kids. So, you know, between all the stuff spread all out, takes lots of time to get through all of it, but that's cool. The great part about video games.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, that leads us with our Nintendo Power for this week. What do we got?
Well,
I couldn't even see the cover. Can't see the cover. You never.
It's the front cover is the Magical Quest starring Mickey Mouse. Got a picture of Mickey Mouse in a like fireman outfit, putting out some fires with the fire hose.
I don't know if I ever played that one.
And it's like a double fold out one, so it actually makes a mini poster with the cover. If you unfold it, he's like spraying peat. So it's pretty cool. It's like bonus. And this is actually a giant bonus issue. I think it's like three times the regular size. They have all kinds of extra stuff in it. There's like stickers. It has a bunch of some of the classic NES sticker, like the controller stickers. You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
I still have some intact ones in here. It's got like a Star Fox, like Punch Out paper airplane craft and stuff. Like,
oh, I remember that issue.
Yeah, and then like a huge, like, separate, like, pull out Super Nintendo special feature thing. And.
Yeah,
Mario Paint special with all kinds of like a huge, a separate little book about Mario Paint. So it's a big bonus issue. With that, there is not a celebrity.
All that
one.
Bonus and no celebrity.
Yeah, and again, I don't know if it's gone for good now, but
no,
it may just be because they have all this extra bonus stuff. I hope
you'd think they'd have a bonus celebrity.
I would think so, but. I don't know. It's
anything else.
I know
of
it
interest?
Doesn't last forever. The actual guys that did the reviews before, George and Rob, I think I mentioned them at one point because a kid got to win writing reviews with them. Yeah, we read those last time. They're not in it anymore. They actually introduced with this a sort of regular review system, which they've not really had before, other than those guys giving thumbs up and thumbs down. They don't give like a rating, but they do a positive, like they have a little plus where they write the good stuff, and then a little negative where they write the bad stuff.
But they're actually writing negative things.
Yeah,
which
each one does
for
have
Nintendo
a little
Power
bit.
Is a,
although some of them are, you know, pretty
negatives.
Nice.
There was, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a negative, but actually is a positive.
Well, like the Magical Quest starring Mickey Mouse, it says if there is a negative in this game, it might be that it's too easy on normal mode. Only on the hard mode is it a real
short.
Challenge. Yeah. So,
or I was playing it for so long that my thumbs fell asleep.
Yeah.
Like those kind of things.
I almost didn't get to my job that day because it was so much fun. But some of them, they actually do write, you know, actual negative things.
Negative. It's game terrible.
It's before they got to be like super, super. I mean, there's a point in time where they didn't write anything bad about anything. So, but we do have those guys are gone now. But we do have in the letter section, it's not really a brag thing because people, it's right after Mario Paint came out. So people like send in some of their Mario Paint creations.
That's cool.
Which is cool, but doesn't really help me to tell you about them. But anyway, it says that George, the guy that one of the reviewer guys in their little editor's corner, it says that he left to go work with Howard Phillips at THQ, which I thought was interesting.
Oh, nice.
So that's what happened there. We also have another winner of a player's poll contest. It's a kid, his name is Josh Mendenhall, and he won the Super Mario Brothers pinball game. And they got
Could you imagine having a pinball machine?
Super cool. And it shows pictures of him with it. They shipped it directly to him. And it's in his bedroom, it says.
Dude, that's awesome.
So it's pretty cool. He didn't get to go on any trips, but he got a pinball machine. So.
Still, pinball machine. Pretty that's awesome. Pretty huge. That's something most kids don't get.
Yeah, I never had my own pinball machine. So, but I turned out okay.
What's the player's pulse prize.
Players poll prize today, or this month. I never even said what month it was. This is January of 1993. We're in volume 44. So, sorry, I went out of order there. The players poll is, it's take a slap shot with EA Sports, win with the San Jose Sharks, grand prize, win a trip to San Francisco to see the San Jose Sharks take on the LA Kings, take to the ice and take a slap shot with the Sharks, take home a hockey stick autographed by the pros, and visit Electronic Arts and meet the designers of NHLPA Hockey 93.
Dude, that's pretty cool.
But this is, I want to point out, the third month in a row that's a sports one.
Yeah, but even if you're not a huge hockey fan, you still get to go on a trip to San Francisco. Yeah. You get to go to EA.
That part is cool, yes.
Get, like, that's cool.
That's cool. I mean, it's not as good as, you know, Final Fantasy on an island in the tropics, but I'd take it if I want it. Scalp the tickets. second prize, you get a copy of the Super Nintendo game NHLPA Hockey, plus you get an authentic Sharks jersey with your name printed on the back.
That's a good deal, man.
So...
And the Sharks were, like, really cool because I remember, even though I didn't really watch hockey, everybody liked the Sharks logo for kids. Uh-huh. Like, that was, like, a cool – and, like, the goaltender, his helmet is, like, a shark mask. It's with the teeth.
Yeah, they have a picture of that in here, actually. So
even though I wasn't really into hockey, it was still, like, Sharks are cool.
Yeah.
Like, Sharks. It was, like, if their team was called – the Tyrannosaurus, like this, like it's made for an 8-year-old kid, right. Like an 8-year-old boy, like pretty right. Much like
they knew what they were doing there.
Like there is a team called the Sharks.
Hockey
was marketed towards young kids because, like, then they had the Ducks. Yeah. Like, I mean, come on, like,
I mean, that's even I like the Mighty Ducks.
A team from a movie come to life.
Yeah. And then they had, like, do you remember they had the cartoon where it was, like, anthropomorphic
with the actual ducks?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was kind of a weird, like, crossover.
I was like, how does this work? Because we already know the Mighty Ducks are these kids.
Yeah, where are the actual kids in the Ducks? Okay, then one other thing of mention, in the little news section, they talk about the first Zelda for Game Boy is going to be coming out, and it's so far it was known as Zelda 4. At this point, which, of course, wound up being not called Zelda 4 in the end. So, there you go.
Yeah.
I think it's time to do the charts. What do you say?
I would say it is time to do the charts.
Now, because this was a big mega issue, they actually have the top 10 that they picked of the year. Top 10 games of 92 for each system. But I think we should just do the regular. What do you think? What would you rather hear?
I think we should just do the regular.
Stick to the regular? Okay.
Sorry, I drank too much Tiki Punch. They come in a 3-liter bottle.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's too much. It's too much Tiki Punch. Oh, sorry, it's 2.5 liters, but extra 0.5 liters.
That's a lot of punch.
It's good, though. All
right, so for the first time in the top 20, you can see the change in priority here.
What system are you on?
Just real quick, the actual layout of the page, it's always been Nintendo first, or sorry, NES first, then Super Nintendo, then Game Boy. That's like the order. This month, for the first time, Super Nintendo is first, then Game Boy, and NES is bumped to the end of the page.
They know where their market is headed.
Yes, so it's a new era. So we'll start with the Game Boy. I'll do them in the same order since we've done that way. Number 5 is Battletoads. Holding on in there, because everyone loves Battletoads. Number 4, Dr. Mario. Number 3, Metroid 2, Return of Samus. Number 2 is Super Mario Land. And a new number one, Kirby's Dream Land.
Oh, wow. So Ninja Turtles not even on
not
the
even
list.
Not there. If you look further down the list, there's a Turtles game at number 9 and number 13. So they're up there, but not quite in the top 5.
Kirby's Dream Land. Kirby, the age of Kirby.
Yeah. This is his first game, the Game Boy one. Yeah. At this point, you know, it was monochrome, and they did not actually have a color. If I remember correctly, was it yellow? Like, in one of the ads, I think it was yellow before.
I don't remember that.
I don't know. I read some cracked article where they talked about it, and I can't remember now, but they had him as a different color because there was no color yet.
Oh.
So, anyway. That's Game Boy. Super Nintendo. We have fifth place, Final Fantasy II. Still up there.
Not actually Final Fantasy II.
Not actually Final Fantasy II. Number four, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4, Turtles in Time.
Just awesome.
One of the greats. Number three, a new to the top five here, Super Mario Kart.
Which, I mean, come on. It's Mario Kart.
Yes.
It was only a matter of time.
Once it was out, it was time to be in the top there. Number two, The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. And number one, Street Fighter II, The World Warrior.
I think that's a fair assessment of the game scene.
What's interesting,
though, Mario Kart coming in strong.
With Mario Kart, it bumped Super Mario World to number six, no longer in the top five.
Wow.
So that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And finally.
But that just shows, I think that's a testament to how many awesome games were coming out for that system.
Oh, yeah.
Like, within the launch window. Like,
yeah.
That, to me, is a testament that, because, you know, these days it seems like, which doesn't make any sense to me when, like, systems launch and there's only, like, not that many games.
Yeah, and
because I just feel like that Super Nintendo, there was so many awesome games, like, within the first few months of the console being out. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Super Mario World alone, but there was so much good stuff.
Yeah.
Over to NES, in fifth place, the original Final Fantasy.
Clinging on there.
Fourth place, we have Battletoads. So they're still around. Third place is the original.
I forgot how huge Battletoads was.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, everyone loved it. It's great. It's funny.
Like Game Boy, Super Nintendo. Yeah.
And there's going to be, I don't know if the Super Nintendo one was out yet. Probably not at this point.
No.
And then they had, wasn't there Battletoads versus Double Dragon too?
Yeah. That kind of was where it started getting
that
a little ridiculous.
Getting a little ridiculous now. Number three in NES is the original Legend of Zelda.
Man, that's like, that. I mean, that's proof right there. That's like the Nintendo game. Yeah. Because like for the whole existence
according to
of
chart,
Nintendo.
It's been on the chart for 52 months. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. Number two, I think this might be, well, it's definitely the highest it's been on the chart, but I can't remember if it was on last month. Tecmo Super Bowl.
Which is one of my favorite football games ever.
And finally,
awesome.
Number one, Super Mario Brothers 3.
Greatest game ever.
There you go. And Josh and Rachel did a song, A plus B, about Super Mario Brothers 3.
I never even used the shoe.
Well, it's only in one level. Like, you only get one chance to use it. Do you know what it is? Do you know what it's called?
It's the Haribo shoe or Caribou.
It's Kurabu or Kurabo or, yeah, something like that.
Haribo, that's the gummy bears.
Do you know? Yeah. I was going to confuse it. Do you know what it is, though? Like, do you know the story behind it?
No.
Okay, the whatever it actually is called, Kurabo or whatever, it's like the Japanese word for what they call the Goombas in the game.
Yeah.
In Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, so it's a Goomba
it's
shoe?
It's actually one of their shoes. If you look at it, it's just like a blown up giant version of one of the shoes.
That's cool.
Yeah. So.
That's funny.
Makes sense. And that is our Nintendo Power. That's the charts. That's it.
Awesome.
Now I did something this week.
You did something?
I went and I actually completely organized by in order of issue my entire rest of my Nintendo Power collection.
You sure you found everything?
Well, I don't have everything. And I knew I didn't have everything because there was a couple years in college when I did not have a subscription because I couldn't afford a subscription in college. So there's definitely some gaps in there, but I've got plenty to sustain until, you know, by the time I get there, I can fill in those. So, but
awesome. So we're ready. We're set.
We're good. I mean, I have up through, this is issue 44, I think, that we're on. Is that mm-hmm. right? And I have up through like 83 more or less covered. So that'll keep us going for a while. Of course, there's 285 issues. Is that what they finished at? So, you know, we can keep the show going for a long time.
Well, yeah, because. But unfortunately, that's going to be the end of Radio Burner Man.
That's it.
We're running out of Nintendo powers. No more.
But we haven't done one every episode and that kind of thing. So, you know, don't worry. We'll keep this going.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Yeah. Well, anything else exciting? Anything?
I think that's it. I think we've done well.
Well, you can always go to BenviewNetwork.com for this and all the other podcasts. Phil, you guys got another Pillage Cast?
I was just talking to Josh, and he said we're going to probably record this week. So it's been a little while. He's been a little crazy. Everything's been busy. So hopefully this week we'll have a new one.
Awesome. We have a new episode of Matt and Brendo's wrestling show went up this week.
Nice.
Popsicles, we've been taking a break because the holidays.
Yeah.
Not sure when we're going to be able to record again. Hopefully soon. But we put up an announcement about that. So, we'll see. DoritosFan.com, WebComicsAdvocates.com, BraxComics.com.
PopVoxMusic.com. Get those new Christmas singles.
Yeah, get those Christmas singles. Get the Christmas CDs. Buy them for your friends. They make great gifts. RadioBrendo.com for all your Radio Brendo Man needs.
Also very important. BrendoMan.com.
Yeah. I need to post something on there, I guess.
I was going to say, too, just to give people a heads up, at some point, I don't know, we'll try to go through the Christmas season. What do you
think? Yeah, what's our schedule going to be
like? Well, I know here? I can't record this coming Friday again.
You can't?
I cannot, but I could probably do sometime throughout the weekend, but I gotta figure out. So,
what are you doing on Friday?
Because my birthday's Thursday, but Janelle's working in the day and I'm working in the evening, so we're, like, celebrating my birthday on Friday, and my family's like coming down. I don't know exactly what Janelle has planned and stuff. So I'll keep you posted and dear listeners posted. But at some point this weekend we could do it probably. But
awesome.
You know, so be patient.
So things might be a little bit schedule wise.
Yeah.
Might be a little bit, broken up. So just,
but we'll keep stuff coming. Just, you know, be patient.
Hey, it's the holidays.
That's right. So thanks again for everyone doing all the Amazon stuff and the gift exchange.
Yeah, gift exchange was a big success. So be sure to get on that next year if you didn't this year.
Yeah.
And we hope you guys are having good holidays and not getting too stressed out. And everything's going good on your end. And we'll see you next time. So for Radio Brendo Man, I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
Have a good one, everybody.
On the ground, it just keeps you hanging on. You just can't This podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.